degrees at 1400 K1, and an opportunity to let you know about a special event coming up to the Bartlesville area, an opportunity to connect with Beth Moore, at least by simulcast. Andrea McCullough, Angela Mowry in to tell us all about it, and coming up to an East Cross Eastern Heights Baptist Church near you. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
Nice to have you in here. And I'm not sure who wants to start off, Andrea, you're being volunteered.
I am being volunteered.
I'm going to aim this mic a little bit at you a little bit better there. Beth Moore, doing a presentation from elsewhere, but through the satellite communications medium, we get to share in what's going on.
You bet. Thanks for having us, Charlie. We're really excited about the event coming up. It will be at Eastern Heights Baptist Church here in Bartlesville. Coming up really soon, Saturday, the 17th of September.
Okay.
And we'll start the day's events at 9 o'clock with the simulcast. We invite our friends to come early, about 8:30. We'll have breakfast with some coffee and kind of a get-to-know-you time, and then we'll officially start at 9 o'clock. This event will surely be fun. Beth Moore is a lot of fun to listen to, and a great time of worship. We're encouraging ladies, bring your friends, make it a girls' day out. Mm-hmm. We'll spend the entire day together from 9 to 4:30 going through, listening to Beth's message that she'll have prepared for the day, and then also really fellowshipping together, being able to worship with some special music, and just enjoy the day together, digging more into God's Word. A great time to bring your friends who maybe aren't church, don't have a church home, bring them with you, not to specifically come to Eastern Heights, although of course they're welcome
if
they
like. You would be welcome if you chose to.
You bet, but really to get them interested more in God's Word in a really fun, inspiring, engaging way.
That's the one thing that I think I do know about Beth is the word fun. She manages to weave her message in and out of humor and humorous situations.
She does a great job at that. We have gone to her live events in the past, several of them, and she keeps us in stitches and in tears all at the same time. We walk away with a life-changing message that really deepens our relationship with the Lord, and it also deepens our relationship with each other as sisters in Christ. And we've built a huge bond through going to these activities together and doing her Bible studies together. Mm-hmm. And we know that that could do a lot for sisters here in Bartlesville. And we've also opened it up to anybody. It's not just a Baptist thing. It's not any denomination. We just happen to be the host church.
And that's a good thing that we got somebody to host it, because otherwise, the message would just be lost someplace here. Only the people in, I forget where you said, Chicago or wherever she's actually doing it gets to it. You know, there's somebody out there, I'm sure, Andrea, that says, okay, simulcast, that means I'm looking at a screen, I'm not going to get involved. But I don't think that's true.
That's really not true. One of the fantastic things about this simulcast, you're there, you're actually experiencing the worship, just like if you were there in Chicago. I've never done a simulcast myself. I hear it's even, you know, a fantastic experience, just like being live. The fact that you're with other sisters in the room together who are also experiencing the same message and the same worship experience, really awesome as well. We'll also have times even outside of her teaching where we're able to network and fellowship together. So during the lunch hour that we'll be spending with the others there, we'll be connecting. We're going to have games. We're going to have prizes. So there'll be a lot of opportunities to really dig in and get to know others around you. So even if you're coming by yourself, even if you don't have girlfriends to bring with you, we know that you'll be connected with other people there.
You're probably going to be sharing text messages back and forth, or email addresses or phone numbers or something. You got no friends in town, all of a sudden you'll walk away with 50.
That's right. You don't have to have anybody come with you. You can come by yourself. It doesn't matter what age you are or what your station in life is. Beth Moore does a great job of appealing to ladies of every different place in life, every different age. You don't have to be a mom or a wife. You just be a lady who loves the Lord or wants to seek the Lord, and she's got a message for you.
And something also that I have heard, that she takes situations from her own life, or at least close enough, that she is able to really emphasize what she has to say.
She really does a great job of that. Like you said, she pulls a lot of her own personal experiences into her teaching. and she makes herself very real and very personable. And so you feel like while you're sitting in an audience or looking at a screen, she really draws you in. She's very interactive with the audience and with the cameras, and so you feel like she's talking directly to you. It doesn't feel like you're sitting there watching her screen from a remote location. Plus, you're also in a room with a bunch of other ladies all going through the same thing.
Well, I don't care if you were at an event at the BOK Center or wherever. You see that individual down on the stage, and you can see them just fine, but there's screens there, and you're probably watching the screen.
You can see the screens better anyways from your nosebleed seats, so it really is not much different.
Yeah, and I think that's part of the experience as I kind of sit here and think about, okay, what would, make it different here than, say, if you were, other than the fact that, okay, you're getting what she's saying a few seconds late because it's got to go up to the satellite and come back down, but light travels at 186,000 miles per second, so we're not really delayed too much.
You're absolutely right, Charlie, and actually this summer when I went for the first time to one of her live events, that was the first time I'd ever really experienced that in person, which it was really cool. But at the same time, I've done several Bible studies of hers. I listen to her every day. I, watch the internet videos. I watch from the app. And it really will be the same type of experience, and probably better because I have other people to enjoy it with.
Yeah.
So no matter whether you're watching on the internet, you're watching from a screen, that experience really is the same. The really cool thing too is we'll have materials that will be just like they're receiving in person. And so we'll have those same books where you can take notes, where you can really follow along with her message. So a very similar type experience.
Yeah, and I think that's part of it right there is you're working from the same text materials. If there's a handout in Chicago, you got the handout in Bartlesville. And so it's the, I hate to use somebody's phrase, the next best thing is being there.
It really is. I actually attended the live taping of the simulcast last year,
mm-hmm.
and we just had an amazing time. We did do exactly what you said. We watched the screen. One of the other amazing aspects of a Beth Moore event is Travis Cottrell's music.
Mm-hmm.
His worship team is absolutely second to none. Their music is very energetic, and it moves with the mood of the teaching.
Mm-hmm.
And so when it's time to be a little more serious, he'll adjust his music to that. And it's all 100% live. They've got the whole band with them, and it's just absolutely amazing music, and it completely complements the teaching.
Yeah, so it's not just for those that have not attended an event like this, it's not like you're sitting in that college lecture room for 3 hours. You're up, you're down, you're singing, you're sitting, you're taking notes, and occasionally maybe an opportunity just to converse with the person next to you in between.
You're absolutely right, Charlie. That is one of the really cool things is you're constantly moving up and down, moving with your friends, even at break time, being able to connect with others. I really also love the fact that we'll be able to have the same t-shirts that they'll be selling at the live event. We'll have them at our event. And so there's a lot of similarities between the two, which is really fun. And one of the things they won't have at the live event is the really cool giveaways that we're going to have. And so we're excited to be able to put people's names in and be able to do drawings for different things. So again, whether you're coming by yourself, whether you're coming as a part of the group, you'll have that exact same experience. And we really do want to encourage the churches in our area, anyone who's listening, friends you have who do ladies' Bible studies, whether that's with a church, in their home, with another group, we really encourage them to come. For groups, we'll have special group seating. So if they let us know that they're going to have 10 people, we'll have a special area designated for them, for instance, for their 10 friends that will all be there together so that they can really enjoy that time together as well. So if you have a Bible study group that you do, or you just have a group of ladies at church that you're really connected with, maybe it's a Sunday school group, a life group, we would invite any groups to come and participate in that.
And you get to sleep in your own bed tonight. So.
You do get to sleep in your own bed. That is it. You don't have that hotel bill to worry about.
Right. Yeah, so that makes it, I think, even better because, it's fun to go and hear a speaker, but not all the time.
It is, and it's great to actually have that here in Bartlesville. One of the neat aspects of doing a simulcast is it's not just you that's experienced that event at that time.
Mm-hmm.
There will be women literally all over the world at the exact same time. they're anticipating 150,000 women all over the world that will be tuning in.
Wow.
Some of them at that very same time, and some of them will do a delay depending on their time zone.
Mm-hmm.
I think at last year they had representatives from all 50 states and then many different countries. So it really is, it's not just an internally changing thing. It's really a community changing thing and hopefully a world changing event to drive people.
And I'm sure, you know, the conversations in between and probably before, during, and after adds to the experience along the way.
It does. Andrea and I and several other ladies from our church all attended an event last June in Springfield, Missouri, and we still talk about the time that we had. We talked about what we were learning over lunch and how the teaching was new. It might have been something we've heard before or even memorized, but the way Beth Moore presents it was so new and so life-changing. And so it really did serve to build a bond between the six of us that went. And I know the same will happen again this year.
So part of it, and I mean, it makes sense, but that, you know, you can only rearrange the same words so many different ways, but perspective makes a big difference.
You're absolutely right. And just hearing Beth's message, which really comes from many of her life experiences, she talks about her own life and how God's really made a difference for her and her family. And so that's really great to be able to hear and know that, you know, you may not be alone in the experiences that you're going through and the things that you think you're the only one out there in this world who's had this type of problem. Beth really helps you realize that that's not the case and that you have others around you even that are experiencing the same thing that you just may not realize is the case.
Well, surprise. this is opportunity that the church has picked up. It's probably not the first one you've done. It's probably not going to be the last one you've done. But whose idea was it to provide this opportunity for the community?
I talked a minute ago about the six of us that went to Springfield. Mm-hmm. And coming out of that event, we were so convicted that Bartlesville needed this event. We were so convicted that it could touch the lives of the ladies in our church. And then we got to thinking, why does it have to be just our church? Why can't it be all of the area? We've already heard from several other churches in the area who've already purchased their tickets and they're going to sit in their group together. And we are so looking forward to meeting these other Christian ladies from our area and meeting their friends who we might not have otherwise had an opportunity to get to know them and bond with them over this event. So we are so excited.
Faces you've walked by, you know, every week at the grocery store or whatever, but in different contexts now.
Exactly. We are so looking forward to that.
Well, you mentioned tickets, and of course, Andrea mentioned group seating as well. And so let's talk about how people can get tickets, buy them in advance, get them at the door. How do you do it?
Yeah, absolutely. We have several different opportunities to get tickets. And one of the great things about doing this and Eastern Heights being the host site, the tickets are pretty cheap. And so we're excited about that not only is it cheaper than making a trip somewhere else and paying for the hotel, etc., but box lunches are $5. I mean, you just really can't get a box lunch anywhere for $5. So we're excited about
I'm
that.
I'm not sure you can find one for $7.50.
And t-shirts are pretty cheap as well if you choose to do that, but you don't have to. And then the ticket for the actual event is $15. So you can purchase in advance. You can go to eventbrite.com and look up the Beth Moore simulcast. You'll find it there. You can get your tickets online, or you can also call the church office and we'd be happy to help you get those tickets as well. The church office, you can find us online, easternheightsbaptist.org or 333-2181.
And, of course, you mentioned handouts. We talked about t-shirts, so we probably want to bring an extra 10 or 20 to take a t-shirt home and that kind of thing, too.
Yes, we'll have t-shirts there that you can order, and we'll have them in about 3 weeks after the event. Some people have already pre-ordered those shirts, and so we'll have them. If you pre-ordered them, we'll have them there to take home. If you get there and you just have to have one of the really cute shirts, we'll have an order form for you to be able to do that. And then Chef D is doing our catering, our box lunch. We're going to have sandwiches and cookies and fruit and perhaps a pasta salad, and we'll sit around in our chapel area and have a lunch together. And like Andrea said earlier, we're going to play some games and have a really fun time. They give us an hour and a half break for lunch because that's what it requires at the event center where they're actually holding the live event. Mm-hmm. And so we'll follow that same schedule. So we'll have an elongated lunchtime that you are welcome to. When you purchase your ticket online, you can also purchase a box lunch and join us. You also have the option to go out to eat if you want with your group.
Yeah, and that could be part of the experience if you did it in Chicago too. But, you know, you get to, again, sleep in your own bed. So.
Nothing better than that.
Well, again, it's all coming up in about 3 weeks. You mentioned going to Eventbrite, which that's a great gateway for so many events. They've got the Eventbrite app, so if you choose to do it on your phone, you can do it that way too.
You bet. We'd love to have you, and we'd love to get your tickets in advance. If you want to go online and do that today, the event's up and ready for purchases.
You know, I think you had some tickets that we were going to try to make available, and looks like a pair of tickets, so I'm only going to promise a pair, and just so that it's a little bit more random, I'll tell you what, I'll go ahead and take the whoever's fastest on their phone, 918-336-1400, 1-800-749-5936, the numbers that get you on the air. And the first one to light up my phone is the winner for that pair of tickets. Again, 918-336-1400. Didn't give you any warning, so it's a person who's not driving down the road. And unless you've got voice command on your phone through your car, don't do that. But again, 918-336-1400. 800-749-5936. And if you don't light up my phone right away, it still will be the first call, but you may have been calling for directions for the doggone bulletin board or something. Anyway, we'll just say tickets. I'll have a pair of tickets, and we'll do that. Andrea and Angie, thank you so much for coming in this morning. And again, 3 weeks from this Saturday, and it's going on at Eastern Heights. So thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you so much.
It's going to be a big event. You will profit from it and have fun in the process, okay? That's a Community Connection this morning on K1.
Lazy folks, huh? We are all lazy.
Well, take a moment and look at yourself and laugh along with Tim Hawkins on today's Focus on the Family Minute.
You guys ever be putting gas in your car? And you know that little latch, that little kickstand that holds the thingy? Don't you hate it when that's broke? Don't you hate? Doesn't that just ruin your day?